Light Warrior Radio. I'm your host, Dr. Karen Kant, author of the number one best-selling book, Sensitivity is Your Superpower, How to Harness Your Gifts, Fulfill Your Purpose, and Create a Life of Joy. And in case you don't have a copy of my Sensitive Soul Empowerment Guide, I'd love to give you a free copy of that. You can just go to sensitivesoulguide.com, the three ways of navigating your way to more peace, positivity, and personal power. And, you know, a third of us are sensitive people, meaning that we are very empathetic and we can feel deeply, not just other people's emotions, but just even in the entire world. And there's a lot of things going on in the world right now. So if you're having some troubles or strife or stress related to feeling too much, that Sensitive Soul Empowerment Guide may be helpful. So sensitivesoulguide.com. Now today is the first Monday of the month, and I have the pleasure of having Dr. Dennis Loebstein here with me every single month on the first Monday to talk about the LifeWay phototherapy patches and how we can use them to help reduce or eliminate symptoms. Now, we don't deal with diseases, so if you are going to call in and ask a question, make sure that you talk about the symptoms of whatever it is you're dealing with or whoever you're working with is dealing with. Otherwise, we won't be able to answer them. So LifeWave does not claim to cure, treat, prevent, or mitigate any medical condition. Now, I do have the chat open as well, so if you're online and not wanting to call in because it's long distance, you can actually put questions in the chat, and we're going to take people one by one, in order of, you know, when you came in, putting your hand up. So the number to call in is 818-514-1190. Just hit 1 so we know your hand is up. Again, 818-514-1190 and hit 1. I am writing down the order that people are asking questions, and also on our Facebook events pages, I have those up because those get answered first before we go on. So welcome, Dr. Dennis.
Hi, Dr. Karen. Hello, everybody. Glad to be here with y'all.
Yeah, we're happy you're here with us again. Lots of exciting stuff, and we have lots of hands raised. So, yay, it's going to be a super fun show. Cool. And just for people, in case you don't know, Dr. Dennis has a kind of like a Zoom clinic that he does on a regular basis that you can come in on. So maybe, Dr. Dennis, you can mention, we will be posting that on the blog at patchtrainingteam.com after the show. Normally it gets done within about 24 to 48 hours, all the spelling, grammar, all that kind of stuff, and the links. But why don't you just mention where people can come to your HealthWise clinic on Zoom?
Okay. Well, it is called HealthWise Clinic. Thank you for mentioning that. And it's an extension of what my sister, who's a nurse, my sister Heidi and I have done for over 10 years in L.A. Relative to looking at energy medicine and discussing it from the perspective of Asian medicine and how to apply the patches. So you can find the link to our Zoom room, which meets once a month on the third Monday of the month at 3 p.m. Mountain Time, which is in Arizona. And Dr. Karen's providing the link on her website. So that's easier to find than my saying it orally here, which is a big, long string. So y'all are welcome to listen in. And we got anywhere from 10 to 30 people there at any one time.
That's great. Yes, yeah, sorry, I said weekly and I meant monthly, so apologize for that error. But we will put that up with the information on the blog. So if you go to, and you can even look up last month's blog as well. It has the information there, patchtrainingteam.com/, and then put the word blog, or you can just click the link at the top. And for those that are brand new to LifeWave or feel like you want some extra support, my team member, Anna Kadena, is in charge of an admin or administrator for the LW Phototherapy Support Group, and that is on Facebook. So you can check that out as well. And if you want support, I'm not usually that active in there because we're more than busy with our own team, so that's my priority. But she is there gifting her time and a beautiful soul, is gifting her time to help people. So definitely give lots of love to her if you are in that group. Okay, we got lots of people with their hands raised. I'm super excited, Dr. Dennis. Thank you so much for being here.
Sure.
Yeah, let's do our first question.
But by the way, before you do the first question, I'd just like to mention I'm wearing my favorite T-shirt today, and it's black with big red letters. It says, Fight Truth Decay.
Fight Truth Decay. Oh, funny. That's hilarious. Oh, my goodness. I wonder if that's a if other countries have the same slogan, you know, that we do in America, like Fight Tooth Decay is like a slogan kind of thing. And I wonder if other countries get it. You'll have to let us know, guys, if you're in Europe or somewhere else, whether you have the same slogan. Because in America, North America, yeah, we have that. Okay, thank you for the humor there. All right. So the first caller we have is Marie. Oh, sorry, not caller, but posted in the event. So on the LW Phototherapy group, we actually have an event, and it's called Phototherapy Patch Q&A with Dr. Karen, Dr. Dennis, and so on our page, you can actually see that, and so if you post there ahead of time, we'll actually do your question first. So we do have one today from Marie. Her question is, here we go, could wearing any of the patches on the same spot for 24 hours be okay, and how long should someone wait to patch in the same spot? On the skin, I'm assuming, should taking a 24 to 48-hour rest period from patches be a good thing? Okay, there's multiple questions here. So let's start with the first one, Dr. Dennis. Could wearing any of the patches on the same acupuncture point for 24 hours or the same spot on the skin be okay?
Now, the company recommends you only wear the X39 and X49 for up to 12 hours. But I've had people wear the other patches for a while, like 1 day, 2 days, 3 days, even up to 5 days, or sometimes up to a week until they fall off and they seem to be okay. The problem with keeping them on the same spot, probably for more than 1 or 2 days, is that the signal gets habituated to. In other words, the body gets used to the signal. And so that's why it's good to rotate them. So if you want to optimize their efficacy or their effectiveness, then rotate them around after a day or so.
Okay. So I'm writing notes, guys. So this is going to be on the blog later. You know, the last question was, I think part of it is, let me back up a little bit, the new X49 patch that just launched, the one for, you know, building and supporting bone, muscle, nervous system, brain, cardiovascular system, that one has the same instructions as the X39. So people are a little bit confused, like, okay, so these are 2 points. And that means if I'm using them every day, I'm constantly activating those 2 points, either with X39 or X49. So is that okay? And so, you know, what you're saying is at least we, you know, if those are only 12 hours, at least we have skin breathing, you know, at night or daytime, depending on when you put them on, for 12 hours where you don't
right.
have the patch on. And then you could use the points in the brochure. But David also said, on the webinars and trainings and at the NOVA and Amplify conferences, that you could potentially put them on any point on the body. It doesn't have to be just in the points in the brochure. And the reason the brochures are so simple is because that's
right.
what they did the studies on. Do you want to expand on that a little
right.
bit?
Yeah. So there are several approaches. In addition to using the suggested brochure points, if you have a specific energy pattern you want to rebalance, which I often do with my people, as I could use other acupuncture points besides what's in the brochure. And, for example, I like to use the X39 as a relative yin patch and the X49 as a relative yang patch and do a yin-yang pairing in the five-element rotation with them. And that
seems
to work pretty well.
Yeah, I started doing that, Dr. Dennis. It's kind of cool.
Yeah, I like that. And another approach would be, if you want to wear them at the same time, you can stack them on each other. Like put the X49 on top of the X39 on the same point.
Okay,
and that
very
way
you
get the X39 stimulating the copper peptide GHK, and the X49 stimulating the quote unquote little brother copper peptide AHK.
Right. Okay. Can you tell us a little bit more about stacking? Now, this is not something that the corporate has taught. This is something that you've taught, Dr. Quayle has taught. Is there the concern from people is like, oh, won't there be interference of the signal if you're using the same acupuncture point? So maybe you can expand on that just a bit.
Well, you get both frequency sets. And while there might be a little interference, and that's subject to investigation, they seem to work pretty well when you stack them. And so I go by the clinical observation that they work pretty well.
Okay. Great answer. Awesome. Fantastic. Yeah, sometimes in certain protocols, like one of the protocols that I created for my tribe called the New You 2.0, because we have so many different triangles and patches and things like that in that protocol, it was easier to stack rather than someone having to memorize that many acupuncture points. Because we know the essence goes in, it's, for example, in that protocol, I believe we use Alavita at night, and in that protocol, we use Eon at night. And I felt it was easier just to stack the Eon on the Alavita, in the third eye, rather than do a different point. But of course, I say in the training that they can use whatever, point in the brochure or point in the brain balancing protocol they want to. But this is just an easy way for beginners to just go, oh, okay, I just put two patches on the same point on my forehead. Done. That's just an example of stacking. Okay, fantastic. Great, I think.
One other point about stacking. Let me say something else about stacking. You can stack two positive patches or two negative patches on each other and get the frequency signal, but there's another property or characteristic the patches have, and that's polarity. And there are positive patches which are more yang and negative patches which are more yin. And the yin patches typically go on the left side of the body and the positive patches on the right side. But if you stack a positive patch on top of a negative patch or vice versa, you will probably neutralize the polarity effect and only get the frequency signal.
Yeah, that's a good point. Like say you're stacking two patches on the right side of the body, and then you're saying you use X or some negatively charged, like a tan patch on the left-hand side. Then if you happen to use a yin and a yang patch on the right-hand side, then it's not yang anymore. You're just saying it's kind of neutral. But you still get the frequencies.
Right.
You just don't get the yin-yang effect is what you're saying.
The frequency effect you'll get. But
yeah.
The polarity effect you won't, which means that the signal which works through the acupuncture meridians to carry an electrical charge will be diminished. You won't get, in other words, a potential difference between the two patches, positive and the negative pole, which sets up a current. And so you'll have an absence of that current.
Right, right. Okay, I'll see if I can type up what am I going to say. I'll think about it while we answer the next question. But the other part she said was, should taking a 24 to 48-hour rest period from patches be a good thing? So we're talking about no patches for 24 to 48 hours. So is that necessary, Dr. Dennis? And when would it be necessary or for a good reason?
I missed most of the question. Your sound blanked out completely.
Okay. So when would taking a 24 to 48-hour rest with no patches be a good thing?
Well, if you want to give your body a rest from all the frequency signals that it's getting hit with, it's okay to do that. And also,
does somebody have a symptom of that? Like, does somebody know, oh, I should take a rest now?
Yeah, it's called frequency fatigue. You get overwhelmed with too much signal. And I had people come in our clinic in L.A. that had overzealous distributors, and they had multiple patches put on all over the place, and all the signals were canceling each other out or crossing each other because they had too many patches on, and they felt depressed and like the energy was, quote-unquote, verklempt or not going anywhere. And so I took everything off and treated them energetically for frequency fatigue, which means I cleared all the signal. And I'm sure you have ways of doing that with Tulpicon. And then decided which one patch I was going to put on, because you get in acupuncture principles, the less number of needles you use or the less number of acupuncture points you use, the stronger the signal will be. So I decided which point they needed the most and which patch would do them the best, and just use that one patch with which at the time happened to be Eon, and put that on, and it worked really well, and it cleared their brain fog, and it cleared the depression, and they were just fine.
Mm-hmm. Okay, sounds good. Okay, guys, I'm writing all this stuff down, okay? So if you're writing furiously, just know that I'm going to be giving you notes, and it's going to be on the blog. It's a labor of love from both Dr. Dennis and myself. So just so you know, this is one of the times once a month where, you know, Dr. Dennis gifts his time, I gift my time and my staff's time to set this up, and for distributors all over the world, even though if you're not on our team, it's still fine. You can call in. We answer questions. Yeah, because most people, distributors are going to work only with their team because there's a lot of people, you know, and our time is limited. But this is our gift to all of you. And for on my side, you know, it takes about, you know, between 5 and 7 hours to complete it all, including the advertisements on the events and the sharing and the blurb and, you know, the whole bit. And my staff, you know, does, you know, changes the meme and the graphics and puts it on the blog for me and does the tags and all that kind of stuff. So it takes about 7 hours on my end to do it. And Dr. Dennis, of course,
much appreciated.
2 hours. Well, and then, you know, when we did have topics in the past, I mean, you would research all these topics and you know, give us a whole lecture, which was amazing. And normally, you know, you should charge for that. So I just wanted to let people know that, you know, this does take some time, you know, to do, and, you know, putting us out there. And and one of the other reasons, Dr. Dennis, is like somebody had a complaint the other day, private messaged me and complained that why didn't I, you know, just answer her really quote-unquote quick question on private messaging, and I just asked her if she was on my team, and then she got kind of unhappy with that answer. And I said, well, hey, we got, you know, a whole other group on Facebook that Anna manages, and she, you know, she had been censored by Facebook, and so I think the people don't understand that sometimes, you know, they expect something of someone who is in our, you know, level, just, you know, free stuff, and I'm like, hey, I do a lot of free stuff, and this is one of them. And same thing with Dr. Dennis. And Dr. Dennis does a lot of free stuff, but I'm like, you know what, go and pay Dr. Dennis for a one-on-one session. If that's what you want, go ahead and pay Dr. Dennis for a one-on-one session, because that's what, you know, that attention is deserving. And also, you know, what somebody thinks is a quick answer, they're like, give me the recipe for this, right? You and I know, Dr. Dennis, it's not that simple. You know, every person, every body is unique. Their frequency is unique. So we have to ask more questions about, you know, this and their age and when it happened and, you know, in your case, you know, is it more heat? Is it more damp? Is it, you know, that kind of thing? So it takes some time, and we can't just give a simple recipe, which people think and want that we can just give, oh, here's a simple recipe, right? So even on the show, we ask people some questions sometimes, you know, and some things are fairly simple, but other things not so simple. So just because the other person thinks it's a simple answer does not mean it's a simple answer. And I know the universe is very good at giving me feedback when I overgive, because I have a tendency, you know, codependent. I'm a feeling codependent, so, and I always like to say yes. I don't like to say no. And so the universe will give me more people who will, you know, get my time, where my time is better served one-to-many rather than one-to-one. So I don't even see people one-to-one for patching consults anymore. I used to charge $250, and I don't even do that. I don't even do that anymore. You know, I just don't have time for it. And it's much better when we can give the information, which we've probably given about 10,000 times, okay, for sometimes the same issue. So sometimes it's better one-to-many, and so you can look it up. You can go to these resources. You can go to the blog. You can look it up, do the search engine. So anyway, and the people who feel entitled to our one-on-one time without paying us because they're not on our team, all I can say is how many hundreds of hours do you donate every year, you know, teaching other people not on your team? And the answer is probably zero. So off my soapbox now.
It's good energetically, as Dr. Karen says, to pay it forward and give back, because whatever you put out there energetically, you get back tenfold. But I do have private sessions that I charge $250 for, and I do a lot more than just patching in those sessions.
It's a steal, guys. It is a freaking steal. Now, Dr. Dennis should probably be charging more like $500 for those. So if you really want one-on-one patching help, you know, you'll get a lot more. And like I said, he should be charging double that. But, you know, it's up to him. So you can definitely contact Dr. Dennis. Do not contact me one-on-one unless you're on my team, okay? And I've sponsored you, because there's other channels for one-on-one patching advice, because I'm just not going to give it, because we give so much already. I can't overgive, because the universe says, oh, you want people to take advantage of you? Oh, I'll give you lots more people if you say yes, right? And so that's why I have to say no, because I know how the universe is going to kick me in the butt if I don't say no. Right, and I'm going to be inundated and go back to where I was before, sick, tired, overworked, overstressed, and feeling resentful. And I don't want to feel resentful.
And that's why I direct people that are not in my downline or my sister's downline, which I help with patching for free because they're in our downline. I refer them to our HealthWise clinic, as we talked about at the top of the hour, or to this radio show. And that's where to find out things for free.
Yep, absolutely. And I take freaking notes for you guys, okay? It's awesome. Okay, so let's go to our next question. Okay, I'll say from John Doe here. What patching protocol may be helpful to protect ourselves or body from negative scalar energy, whether that be a weapon or a device or something like that? Is there a way to make ourselves stronger so with patches that will be more resilient?
Well, scalar energy, whether it's positive or negative, the nature of scalar energy is that it spreads throughout the universe without a vector. It's scalar, so it doesn't have a direction. So it goes an infinite distance with no direction, just scatters all over the place. Now, as far as the patches go and the body's protection goes, the patches increase our biocoherence and reinforce our protective chi field around the body. And that's related to the Wei Chi field, the lung chi. And you can reinforce the Wei Chi field by wearing patches and increase the body's biocoherence in general. And that's a protective field. And that means In the description of Asian medical physiology jargon, evil chi doesn't get to come in because it's shielded with a reinforced Wei Chi field or protective chi field. In terms of physics and Western physiology, what that means is that disharmonious frequencies are blocked from coming into the body. And a good example of that is holding a cell phone near your head. Now, that's not a scalar wave, but it's an example of electromagnetic field that interferes with the body's protective chi. And gas discharge photography shows that there are big holes in the Wei Qi field if you hold the cell phone near your head. But if you're wearing the patches, that reinforces your Wei Qi field. And if you take the same picture with a cell phone near your head, those big holes no longer exist. So that is leading me to say, among other observations, that the patches reinforce the biocoherence of the body and protect us from disharmonious frequencies that may enter.
So where is there a place where we can look at these pictures? Or I don't remember that particular study done, but you've been on, you know, more, maybe remember more than I do. So
yeah, like over 10 years ago when we used to do the webinars for LifeWave, we were instructors for those webinars. There were several presentations I had where I showed pictures of what I just talked about.
Oh, yeah. Did you have an infrared camera or something?
No, I borrowed them from somebody else's work.
Oh, very cool. Okay, awesome. Thank you.
Yeah.
Okay.
So you could look up gas discharge photography and EMF field around the body and probably get the same pictures.
Okay, but you actually did this, the kind of like your own mini, you know, pilot study in a way, like you did the patching and then you did the photography before and after?
No, I didn't do the photography. I just shared the pictures.
Oh, okay. So who actually did the study or the pictures?
I don't remember who it was. They're in my slide somewhere.
Oh, okay. Gotcha. Okay, because I know somebody's
going to ask. If you have to go your way back machine and look at those old webinars.
That's a good idea. All right, cool. All right, so what's a protocol that you really like right now for this sort of general protection Wei Qi field? If we were going to go to the max, what would be your max, you know, protocol? The strongest one, I mean.
Well, Eon seems, when that came out, it seemed to have a really strong field, and I say that from experience in our clinic because we put the Eon patch on this guy that had a morphine pump embedded in his back for back pain because he'd been playing jujitsu and got slammed on cement and destroyed his back. And so he was wearing a morphine pump. And I put an Eon patch on him and he could feel the energy around his body increase and the pain start to go away. And my sister, who could see auras, and I, who can feel energy fluxes, when I took the Eon patch off him, I could feel his field collapse.
Wow.
And she could see the field. So I like Eon for those reasons. Now, I haven't tried the same thing with the other patches that were developed since Eon, and I suspect that the X39 and X49 are pretty strong, but I haven't done the same clinical work with them yet like that.
Okay, so what about your double Merkaba? Would that increase the Wei Qi field strength versus one single Eon?
Yeah, I like it a lot. It is something quote unquote better because it does something different. By having a Merkaba set up, what you're doing is counter rotating two pyramids above and below a horizontal, and that generates zero point energy. Now, when you're accessing zero point energy, you can reach into the quantum and collapse the wave of possibility into 3D reality. And that's how you manifest things. So you can actually manifest and create with the access to zero point energy. And that's what you set up with a double pyramid, spinning clockwise above and counterclockwise below. So that's why it's quote unquote better.
Okay. So if somebody, you know, so if somebody said, okay, well, I don't want to use, the double Merkaba, would the, for example, the advanced support mountain back pain protocol be helpful for this supposed EMF or scalar energy attack or issues?
Oh, yeah, it would, especially in the areas encompassed by the triangle. But it would affect the whole body and increase the Wei Qi field of the whole body for sure. And what Dr. Karen's referring to, which she has published in her websites many times, because we've been doing this show for like 9 years, you can find my triangle protocol there, and that includes using ice wave patches on bladder 57, which is right below the gastroc muscle where the Achilles tendon connects to the gastroc muscle. That's point is called support mountain, and it's bilateral, and you can put the ice wave patches on there to establish the baseline of the triangle, and then you go up to the back, and you can use YH patches along the back, like on GV14, just below cervical vertebra 7, or on the life gate, right below lumbar vertebra 2 on the midline, or right on the sacrum, which is GV2. Put patches on those points, and that'll create an apex for a triangle if you just use one point. But if you use all three, then you've got three overlapping triangles, and that reinforces the effect more. Now, the effect that I'm talking about, if you just describe it in terms of Newtonian physics, you have bioelectric current going among the patches. And when you have an electrical current in a semiconductor like the body, that current will have a magnetic field around it. And so the center of the triangle has a strong magnetic field. But in terms of quantum physics, if you're dealing with that kind of energy that the patches access through the body, then we're talking about a wormhole that's opened up in the triangle, because triangles are archetypical shape for a wormhole, which is an Einstein-Rosen space-time bridge. And the biocoherence of the energy from the patches will make the solitons or the frequencies of the DNA line up, and each DNA strand it can access a wormhole in and of itself. And when you line them up or cohere them by creating biocoherence, then they all sync together in a giant wormhole that you have at the center of that triangle, and then you can access the quantum through that, and then manifest and create that way.
Ah, okay. Wow. And I would think that the there's so many triangles that you're making in the support mountain protocol, because you got the two
yes.
on the back of the calves, right? And then you've got, you know, potentially other patches on sacrum, middle of the back, the neck, and maybe the top of the head. That there's so many triangles on top of each other that would be even stronger in effect than just one triangle.
Yes. Yep. And like if you'd pick the point, excuse me, based on the pattern that the person has. For example, if you're trying to get rid of back pain, GV19 on the top of the head, just behind or posterior to GV20, which is at the top of the head, that you find from the apex of the ears and go to the top of the head. In acupuncture, if you put a needle on GV19 and point it down towards the back, then that's indicated for getting rid of back pain. So if you put an Eon patch there and with your intention point the chi downwards, you can reinforce the Newtonian physics effect and the quantum effect, both, of getting rid of the back pain.
Nice. Very, very cool. Okay, cool. And then as far as the double Merkaba one, do you have a favorite? Like which patch is on which side of the body and what's in the center line?
No favorite. I just use what shows up and what's indicated based on the person's individual patterns.
But if you didn't know somebody's pattern, would you just use two sets of Ice Wave or two sets of Energy and just X39, you know, X49 in the middle?
Sure, you could do that. You could set up two Ice Wave above, two Ice Wave below, for example, like on Bladder 57 below and Kidney 27 above, and then use the belly button or CV8 as the center point and put one of the YH patches there.
Mm-hmm.
Now, okay, so if you look at that pattern, if you look at that pattern, you say, okay, well, that looks like it's flat. No, when you put the patches on, you intentionally spin the electrical field that you're creating with the patches with your intention, and that's what sets up the Merkaba. So you're using ancient alchemy where crystals actually reinforce energetic grids when you're doing that.
Okay, yeah, that's really, really cool. And, you know, I think it's really cool to have the X39 and X49 as a pairing, Dr. Dennis, so the X39 can go on the belly point and X49 can go on GV4 or some other point on the back. And so now you've kind of got two Merkabas, sort of, but very similar, you know.
Oh, yeah.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. Okay, cool.
Well, that's a good direction to go from instead of top down from front to back. You can set up triangles front to back as well or back to front.
Mm-hmm.
Like with the chakras or with the gate like you're talking about.
Right, right. Okay, so I'll post some examples, guys, on the blog. You don't have to use the ones that I posted. You can just experiment and, like I like to say, do what works. Okay. So do what works. These are just examples, and this is a little bit more complex, the double Merkaba and the advanced back pain support mount or, you know, support mountain sample protocols or just samples. So just as if you understand the principles of it, that's what's really important. I think that can be highly protective of whatever's going on in the world right now. All right, let's go to the phone here.
And also, Dr. Karen, before you do that, I just want to reinforce the notion that you don't just slap a patch on somebody. It's like an acupuncturist taking a metal needle and just throwing the metal needle into flesh, not knowing what kind of energy patterns the person has, or not using their intention to change that energy pattern to rebalance their yin and yang. If you just throw a patch on somebody willy-nilly, or because it says so in the brochure, you're not optimizing the best you can with the patches. So what I just described in the last few minutes was how to optimize the efficacy of the patches by using your intention when you place the patches to rebalance the energy of the person. And that's using alchemy.
Very cool. Very cool. And this is not to say, you know, not to intimidate people, especially the new folks who probably shouldn't be on the show, but anyway, because it's more advanced, is that, you know, patches work incredibly well when you use the brochure points, right? Like 80 or more percent of people are going to get fantastic, amazing results just using brochure points. This is advanced. We're talking about if you want to tweak it a little bit, if you're a, you know, kind of like a science nerd, you know, like Dr. Dennis and myself, and I know there are many people that are not medical doctors or you know, PhDs, but actually are just really nerdy, and they really love this information. They love Chinese medicine. It's so interesting to them, right? So that's one of the reasons why we have this show. It's not to say that, oh, my gosh, you're not going to get results with the patches. You have to do all this complex stuff. No, no, no. You'll get amazing results with the patches using simple stuff. But if you want to tweak it a little bit, you can. And so we're teaching principles, not just, you know, do this formula or do this recipe, which I'm not a big fan of because everyone's different. And I like to say do what works. Okay. Are we ready?
Well, you know, Dr. Karen, before we were doing the show and the reason my sister and I set up our clinic in L.A. and now in Arizona is that there are distributors that want to know more than where to place the patches, which you find out in the brochures that are very effective, as you say. And they wanted to continue knowing what acupuncture points to use and where they are. And the brochures used to be labeled with acupuncture points, like 10 years ago or so. But marketers complained that their new people were freaking out that they had to be acupuncturists in order to place the patches. So they got rid of the acupuncture point labeling and just showed pictures of where to place the patches. So that's what you see in the brochures now, so it doesn't freak people out.
Right, and it works just as well. And at first I was like, what? What's going on? But of course I'm an acupuncturist, right? It can be simple and it can work. And then, or if you like to learn more, that's what we're here for. So I just wanted to let people know we have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 people in the queue. I'm just going to thought I'd try to give you guys the order so you know the order we're going in. So it's going to be the phones first for the first, let me see, 1, 2, 3, yeah, for the first three. So area codes 503, 805, and 510 are going to go first. Then we have Dee Wilkins on the chat, and then we have the phone again, 214, and then we have another person on the chat as well, called Wild Wing. So that's the order we're doing it, and that we'll probably, finish up with that person because I don't see anybody else with their hands raised. So I have it all written down, the order. Dr. Dennis, it's time, so I'm really organized.
All right, cool beans.
Yeah, all right. So 503, you've been waiting a long time. I think you called in before Dr. Dennis called in. Hi, who's this?
Hi, it's Ta. How you doing?
Hi, Tom.
Hey, Tom.
Hey.
I'm doing great. How about yourself?
I'm breathing in and out. thank you for
maybe
all the great information. What I'm so intrigued with everything I'm hearing, writing as fast as I can. I can't wait to see Dr. Karen's notes. And for anybody who hasn't had a consultation with Dr. Dennis, you're missing out on something extraordinary. That's all I have to say. I'm looking forward to my next one. So,
are you still seeing things unfold, Ta, from your first session?
I think it's what's carrying me, actually. And the patches, of course. But pulse has definitely dropped. Goes to about 30 at night. And doesn't seem to get above 35 during the day.
Yeah, we don't want that.
Well, it's like I keep saying my motto is slow is the new fast. Maybe I should change that.
Funny. Okay, yeah, so, right, and I know you have some pretty expert help there. So that's, it's funny because I'm hearing about people's pulse. I know in your case it's not due to a toxin that we shall not name.
Right.
Dr. Dennis, any other thoughts?
Are you talking about your pulse ox or your heart rate pulse?
Heart rate pulse.
Okay. Okay, so that's a pretty profound slowing of your heart rate.
Yeah.
And is it regular, Todd? Did you go see the doctor about it?
No, it's not regular.
It isn't regular. Okay, well, it's hard to diagnose without an EKG. Not that we're diagnosing here, but we can at least
right,
give
right.
And you haven't seen the doctor about the heart rate being low?
Oh, no, I've seen a ton of them. They say that at night my heart stops about 25 times and there's too long between beats. So, they all go to pacemaker and I'm trying to avoid that. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, that may or may not be possible, but we'll see, what we can do in the meantime.
Yeah.
Sometimes that is the safest thing, you know what I mean? because it's hard to reverse decades of stuff necessarily fast enough to prevent the need for certain interventions, which may be safe. Like my mom had gotten the you-know-what, and 2 days later she was in the hospital with low heart rate. Now, she had had dysfunctional heart rates before, but every time they've done an exam, it always goes back to normal. So they said, well, we don't know what to tell you, right? So this time she stayed low. And so, you know, she called me from the hospital. She did not have patches with her. And I was like, ah! And my dad wasn't allowed to see her and bring them to her. So I just told her, I said, you know what? That's the safest thing, you know, is if your heart rate's going below 30, it's the safest thing for you to get a pacemaker. So as a holistic doctor, I told her to get a pacemaker. So just FYI.
I hear you.
Yeah.
Wow. So there are other kinds of things you could try too, like increasing the catecholamine-like effect in your body with something like guarana or ginseng, because ginseng is an adaptogen, and if you have too low energy, it'll raise it. If your energy is too high, it'll take it to normal. And the point combination to simulate the energetics of ginseng are using spleen 6 and stomach 36 together. So that's a perfect yin-yang pair in earth. So if you were to patch spleen 6 and stomach 36 as a yin-yang pair together, you might be able to address that and boost your heart rate up a bit, because you would be simulating the energetics of ginseng by using those points. And you can probably use ice wave patches with the tan one on the left and the white one on the right. So put the tan ice wave on left spleen 6 and the white one on right stomach 36 and see what happens to your heart rate. It might go up a little bit.
All right. Okay.
I think you're using some of those points already, aren't you?
Yeah, I've done that. And I can do it again, definitely.
What do you notice happens when you do that?
Yeah.
I haven't noticed much. You know, I've done it off and on, but I haven't noticed much difference. I could do it for longer.
Okay. Another one you could attempt, and this is hard to reach because it's on your back, at the level of T5 or thoracic vertebra 5, if you use a back shoe point for the heart, which is bladder 15, you might be able to rebalance your heart energy that way.
Yeah, it's tough to reach. That's the thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, so you'd have to use a back scratcher with double-sided sticky and put the double-sided sticky on the non-adhesive side of the patch with the back scratcher, and then kind of reach back there and look in a mirror if you don't have anyone to help you, and slap the patch on that way.
Yeah, all right. I've fooled around with that. I may have gotten close. I can't even really see it in the mirror all that well, you know, but I'll definitely.
Yeah, you kind of, it's pretty difficult. You have to kind of use another mirror so you can look at your back in the first mirror, and then, you know, you got the patch on the back scratcher that I can actually reach. it is pretty tricky to do that one. So when Dr. Dennis was talking about the spleen 6 and stomach 36 right before he started talking, you know, I agree with them, is that, you know, you have low sympathetic drive, right? So the autonomic nervous system controls the heart rate. So you've got the parasympathetic, which is the relaxation mode, and then you've got the fight or flight, which is the sympathetic. And then sometimes after long periods of extreme stress or long chronic periods of moderate stress, you can kind of burn out the adrenals and burn out your ability to make catecholamines, adrenaline, noradrenaline, you know, things like that, PEA and things like that. So that can affect the heart rate if you can't make those neurotransmitters.
Okay.
I didn't find it all that helpful, honestly, but the exam was helpful. But, you know, there's urine tests that you can do where you can take a look at your catecholamines and where you're at, and they can give you the ingredients through a supplement to help your body or encourage your body to make those specific peptides that you can't otherwise make because it's burnout, basically, you know.
Right.
So you usually have to get pretty severe to get the heart rate that low.
Yeah. Welcome to my life.
Yeah.
Not anymore. But,
right.
Yeah.
Right. And I would say, I don't know if Dr. Des, you know, also thinks that, but, you know, you might be someone who might want to do, you know, a double Merkaba, you know, like every day. And you can use the spleen 6 and stomach 36 if you wish in some ways. You know, it's more a little bit more sophisticated doing a yin-yang double Merkaba. But you could potentially, you know, two sets of energy enhancers, one set on the bottom, one set at the top. You got your X39, your X49, and, you know, an Eon at the top of your head or something. So
okay. All right.
I don't know. Dr. Dennis, what do you think?
Sure. I agree with all that you just said. And also I have a few more suggestions. If you go to the fire point for the heart, the spring point for heart, that's a heart 8, which is located on the palm. And if you look at the center of the palm, that's pericardium 8. If you go off to the ulnar side where the little finger is, just across from it, you have heart 8 there. And so you can stimulate heart 8 to create more fire and regulate the heart chi that way. You don't want to sedate it because you'll pull fire out. You want to stimulate it so you have more heart fire.
So you want to do more X39 or?
Sure, you could try X39 on the left and X49 on the right, but that's kind of hard to do on your palms, on your hands, because you're using your hands all the time and they'll fall off easily.
Right.
So if you remember, the patches work up to 6 inches away from the body. So if you go to the opposite side of the palm, to the back of the hand, put the patches on the back of the hand there. If you poked an acupuncture needle all the way through your hand and it came out the back on the back side of your hand.
Yeah, got it.
Okay, so that's also a small intestine Sanjiao area. So those are heart protectors. So you'll be energetically protecting the heart at the same time you're boosting the fire.
Oh, that's great. Fabulous.
Yeah.
So that's part 8.
Sanjiao is also
right?
Called triple burner, right, Dr. Dennis?
Yes.
Okay.
Okay. Yeah, that's kind of cool. The other thing I was going to mention, Ta, although Dr. Dennis's advice might be even better, is that I just was looking for gloves yesterday and came across keyboard gloves. I didn't even know they existed, folks. So there's keyboard gloves where the tips of the fingers are cut off, and you can literally put patches on heart 8 on the, you know, on the palm side right over there, because if you need to wash your hands or do something, you know, you can always take the gloves off temporarily and then put them back on. So just FYI, folks, some people actually use keyboard gloves, which I never heard of before.
Oh, right on. That's great.
Okay.
Great. All right.
Okay,
all right.
There's one other trick. Well, there's several, but I just mentioned one. Use a combination of kidney 6 and bladder 62, and those are below the ankle, Kidney 6 is on the medial side or inside. Bladder 62 is on the outside. The reason I'm saying that is kidney 6 is the master point of the Yin Chao Mai, which is the rest channel, and you want to sedate the rest channel. And bladder 62 is the master point for the Yang Chao Mai. That's the arousal channel, and you want to stimulate the arousal channel. So you put a positive patch like a white ice wave on right bladder 62 and a tan ice wave on left kidney 6, and then you will sedate the rest and stimulate the arousal, and that might increase your heart rate as well.
Okay. Now, so I should do these like one at a time, right? Not try and combine heart 8 and at the same time I'm doing kidney 6 and bladder 62.
Yeah, try them at different times. Yes.
Okay. All right. Fabulous. Thank you both very much.
You're welcome. Good luck.
Thanks.
Yes. Let us know. All right. I'm going to mute you. So next we have area code 805. Hi. Who's this?
This is Debbie.
Hey, Debbie.
Deb. Good morning and good afternoon to you, Dr. Karen.
Thank you.
My first question is, when you say, Dr. Lobstein, is it Health Life or Health Live with a V or an F?
Health Wise.
Wise with a W.
Yeah.
Like a wise man?
With a W.
Right, Health Wise Clinic.
Okay.
I don't
Thank
have
you.
A website for it. Just have a Zoom room. And
right.
The Zoom room link, Dr. Karen's website.
Okay, I'll look for that. Thank you. So my question is, I'm introducing my son to LifeWave patches because I have a good opportunity to do that with him getting these headaches. He's actually gone to the doctor and to a neurologist as well as a general doctor and was told that they're called cluster headaches. I don't know that if that's a diagnosis we can talk about or if it's just an energy block or what it is. But with my knowledge of it, I would use ice wave just because it's a pain and I know that the yin-yang can kind of move the energy. But I would appreciate if you had some guidance. And it's on the left side, like the temporal lobe there, or I'm sorry, I think it's just kind of around his temple and above his left eye. Cluster headache.
Uh-huh. Those are really, don't envy him. Let's put it that way. Those are nasty.
Oh, yeah. Well, he had it 8 years ago as well. And then he lived on a boat with his family for 4 years and didn't have them. I think it was nice, chill kind of environment.
and then probably less EMF.
Oh,
yeah.
You think that? Oh, interesting. Yeah. Didn't think about that, but he spends a serious amount of time around those things and also moved to Southern California in a very isolated part of the ocean and that. So maybe some sort of EF protection as well on top of the patches maybe. Your thoughts.
Well, he has to use EMF hygiene, right? Like he should learn about how to protect himself. I can't tell you how many people, just have their cell phone in their pocket, right? Or they sleep with their cell phone next to their head. It drives me nuts.
Yes.
Yeah. Not to mention how it drives their head.
Yeah. So he definitely needs to learn about EMF hygiene. Definitely, because it's not gonna hurt for him to take those precautions, and it may help in addition to whatever patches do. So
yeah, I see people carrying their cell phone in their pocket, like right over their heart, and every time I see that, I'm thinking, oh well, there's a heart attack waiting to happen, or they have if it's a woman, right over the breast, well, there's breast cancer waiting to happen.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. And there was that young 17-year-old with a very, very aggressive breast cancer. She was putting her cell phone just tucked in her bra because it was just convenient because she didn't have any pockets. So she wanted to let everyone know. She was on mainstream media, but she was, wanted to let everyone know, don't do that, because the cancer was exactly over where she put it. And now they actually sell bras with these pockets.
Oh,
and every time
terrific.
I see an ad for that, of course, now you know now Google's listening, but every time I see an ad for that, I'm putting a comment in there. Don't buy this. They're going to love me.
So one shortcut way of doing EMF protection that I use is to put a carnosine patch on the back of my phone. So every time I'm holding the phone, the carnosine patch is activated, and it reinforces my Wei Qi field and prevents, to a certain degree, the EMF signal from getting into my body from the phone. And I also never hold it near my head. I hold it away from, I use a speaker and hold it away from my head.
Well, I think this is great information coming from you. I spoke to him and I told him about, you know, these monthly calls and, you know, just that I called one time or twice. I think that just coming from you, it will be like there'll be, you know, much more interest in hearing what the words are instead of just from his mom, right?
Right. Yeah, for sure. I actually have a human height document, or used to have one.
You might get his attention if you tell him to bite the web between his thumb and his index finger. Just bite it.
Okay.
And the reason I'm saying that, I said that because it sounds funny, but what I'm telling you is to stimulate large intestine 4, and that's indicated for moving yang qi out of the head, and often cluster headaches and headaches like that are too much yang and fire in the head. So if you stimulate large intestine 4, you're going to move the yang and the fire out of the head and down.
Hmm.
So if he doesn't have any patches with him and he feels the cluster headache coming on, if he just bites the web between the thumb and the index finger, it can help move the energy now.
I'll tell him that. He's also been doing some research on his own, and he's been doing high doses of vitamin D3, and he said it has helped.
Good.
Interesting, huh?
Did you say D3 or B3?
D as in David.
Yeah, whole calciferol. Right, good. Awesome.
Good, very good. Yeah, so large intestine 4 is kind of a simple point to use. We would use that in acupuncture. It's very simple. So I don't know if you've used that with Ice Wave with him, Debbie, at all, that point?
No, actually, I've just sent them to him. They're en route, some sampling, you know, just send them some samples to try. And so I put your YouTube a link on there. You know, I wrote it out so that he can look, and also on LifeWave so he can educate himself about just headaches, right? Just the headaches in general and the way LifeWave works. But he's going to be receiving them probably tomorrow, and then I would like to also tell him what I found out talking with you. So.
Okay, great. And do you recall that those videos actually have the headache protocol? Debbie, the YouTube videos?
There is headache protocols. They're a little older, but you put them directly, you start on your arms, and then you end up like right directly above the eyebrows with ice wave.
It. Yeah.
So it's been a while, but I looked at that one, yeah.
Perfect.
So have him well, move the ice waves around.
Oh.
Yeah, whatever works.
Yeah, okay.
And one way to move them around is if you're with him, what you're describing sounds like it's in the Shaoyang or the gallbladder combined with the Sanjiao channel on the side of the head or the temple. And that's often blockages there can cause cluster headaches, and they can also cause migraines. So you can clear blockages there. If you're with him, by putting ice wave patches in your palms, with the white one in the center of your right palm, the tan one in the center of your left palm, stand behind him and a couple inches away from his head, start at the temples and move back along the temporal line of the head, along the Shaoyang channel. And then when you get to the ears, then move down the side of the body. And you keep stroking like that, which is called dredging or clearing, to clear the blockage out of the channel.
Mm.
And that can relieve it. And then after you're done with that, you can anchor the gallbladder and the Shaoyang channels by putting the white patch you were using on right Sanjiao 5 and the tan patch you were using on left gallbladder 41.
Or
even, the left triple burner 5 with the tan and right gallbladder, sorry, what was that?
The other way. So you use white ice wave on right Sanjiao 5.
Oh.
And mm-hmm. the tan ice wave that you were using to dredge on left, either gallbladder 34 or gallbladder 41.
Okay. And that Sanjiao 5 is that triple burner, Dr. Karen?
Yes, it is.
Yes. Yes.
Oh, okay.
San okay. means three or triple, and Jiao means energy center or heater.
Oh, okay. Thank you.
Yep.
Love all the information. Thank you for being here once a month.
Pleasure.
I really appreciate both of you.
Glad to be of service.
And I look forward to sharing this with my son. I'm going to actually have him listen to it as well. I'm not going to just tell him. I'm going to get him to listen to the replay.
Yeah, just have him forward to about an hour and 2 minutes in.
Right.
Yeah, when you start talking.
Here, right at 10 a.m. or so. Yeah, he would get a little bit over it. His time's very valuable to him, right? So. Being 40
yeah,
years old.
Yeah, those headaches are terrible. So, I think, yeah, definitely, look up, EMF hygiene and, have him shut his phone off at night and not carry it on his person.
Okay.
And I think the dredging technique is great because it literally you're moving with the patches. And he can do it on himself, too. It's just a little bit, he can't go as far down when he does it.
Yeah,
himself.
We can also get his wife to do it. She'd be helpful at that.
Yeah.
And that. So,
perfect.
Absolutely.
You both have a wonderful day.
She can also bite his hand for him.
funny.
Oh, that is so funny. Well, that's making me smile big.
Well, and if they don't have any teenagers that are going to get upset that they turn the router off at night, that would be ideal.
I know.
Right.
That's just true. They do have one. They do have three. Or two teenagers.
Well, it's good for them,
one
too,
of them.
You know.
It is.
One more thing about that router. If you can't turn it off at night, put it in the Faraday cage. There are Faraday cages available that you can put your router in that block EMF.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Yes, I've heard about those Faraday cages. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Okay, excellent.
Thanks. Have
good.
A wonderful day. Bye.
Bye. Okay. So let me go and, where are we here? I'm going to just mute you. And we're going to 510, and then we're going to go to the chat. So area code 510. Hi.
Hello. Thank you so much, both, for gifting your time. It's so appreciated.
Aw, thank
You're
you.
Welcome.
Thanks for saying that.
So I've been using X39 and a variety of the other patches for over 2 years now. I have a solid foundation that David talks about with food, exercise, water, sleep, and I'm even doing the supplements of magnesium and copper. I'm 59 years old. I'm very healthy. I have no major issues. My only issue is I have hot flashes and I have, you know, my face looks like I'm 59 years old. So my question is, because I'm still having these hot flashes after using all the different hot flashing protocols and X39, and because I'm not looking any younger like that famous picture of the woman from Australia, does that mean the patches aren't working for me, or is there something else I can do to have the patches, especially X39, work?
Okay, so great first, question. if you're concerned that the patches aren't working, I would check a few things out, like make sure you're hydrated and that you have enough electrolytes in your body, like from pink Himalayan rock salt, and that you've gone through detox protocols so you don't have a bunch of toxins from pharmaceuticals or from EMF circulating around in your body, creating blockages to the signals of the patches. So after you've looked at all
go
ahead.
I've done that. So I've done the detox. I drink at least a half a gallon of water a day. So I feel like I'm spot on all that. So I'm just perplexed why.
Okay, and then have you cleared neurological blockages in your head that may be there by using Dr. Karen's Eon Brain Protocol?
Yes, I've done I did the first brain protocol back when it was just Eon, and I recently have listened to your blog, and I'm currently on the advanced protocol.
Oh, okay. Like with X39 and carnosine the following weeks?
Yes.
Okay. So there's a patch point combination that we use in our clinic that works really well on about 99% of our client women that are having hot flashes. And that is to put the SP6 patch on left spleen 6. And when that occurs, about 80% of the severity of the hot flashes, the sweating, and the hotness goes away.
Okay. I actually called into the show about 6 months ago, and you guys gave me the several different hot flash protocols, and I've tried all those, and no results.
No change at all?
Yeah. You had your basic one, and then there was the more advanced one I got off the blog. Nothing.
Okay. What's your first name, by the way? I put no name here in my notes, so I want you to be able to find the notes.
Yeah. Elizabeth.
Okay, got it. Thank you.
Okay, so Elizabeth, just for the sake of completeness, even though you may have tried it, to help other people that are listening, since this works in over 99% of the women, to completely get rid of the symptoms within a few seconds after you put the SP6 patch on left spleen 6, then you put an Eon patch on right Sanjiao 17 behind the right ear. And that completely, in most women we've tried in the clinic, gets rid of it. Now, in your case, I'd have to examine what patterns are going on and know more about you in more detail in order to figure out why the blockages are occurring or why the patches won't work.
Okay. And are your appointments, can you do those remotely, or I live in Northern California.
I can do it remotely. I work with people all the way around the world on Zoom or on the phone.
Okay. All right. So it sounds like that's what I need to do, because I'm like the 1%.
Right.
Okay.
Right. And it sounds like you have a good diet. You're taking minerals and electrolytes or Himalayan crystal salt, correct?
Yeah. Yes.
Okay. And you're not vegan, correct?
I was when I called in before, but I just do it because I follow another person that believes that's the healthiest way. And so, but David doesn't. So I actually, after I called in the last time, have been non-vegan for the last 5 months. I've been trying to get.
So are you eating meat then, or are you vegetarian?
Yeah. No, I've been getting 40 to 50 grams of protein through either protein shakes or dairy or meat for the last 5 months.
Okay.
So if you're a meat eater, what I'd suggest you do is get a neodymium magnet, which is really powerful. And before you buy it at the store, check the meat to make sure it's not magnetic and doesn't have graphene oxides in it, because that can create a lot of blockages.
Okay.
Yeah, so one of my friends got Coleman chicken breast. She always gets from the store, and she took one of these, you know, ceramic magnets there, and lo and behold, it stuck, and she was like, oh, my God. So she emailed me and said, hey, I just went to the store, and this happened, and then she went to the Coleman, and this is organic chicken, okay? So she went to the Coleman's website, and their breast, that page was taken down, no explanation.
Whoa.
So, you know. Yeah. So it's pretty interesting.
So also from an energetic standpoint, there are a number of cases I've had over the years where there were blockages to the patches working, and people saw me for an energy session where we did past life regression and cleared blockages from a past life because of a meme that was traveling in their family line. And after clearing those blockages, the patches work just fine.
Mm-hmm.
Hmm.
Yep. I was going to say that sometimes what I find when, it's rare, but when the patches don't work no matter what you do, it could be in the, you know, spiritual, you know, mental and even emotional realms, and it may not even be you. It may be like in your family line. It could be a past or future life. It could be, you know, something in a dimensional area that the patches at this point, unless you know to program them that way, are not going to be able to address. So that's kind of almost diagnostic in a way. But of course, you did say you were vegan, so it you know, that potentially could be, you know, some you're just catching up in a way, you know. So you may not be able to get full even with 5 months, but I would expect some improvement in that time, maybe not all. But since you haven't had any, I would definitely recommend you see Dr. Dennis.
And also, just so people that are listening know, Dr. Halpy Wanger, who used to be the health and science director at LifeWave, used to measure the physiological changes that occur in the body when people are patched with a physiograph, which is a machine that can monitor heart rate and sweating and galvanic skin response and all that kind of thing. And he discovered that even though 70% of the people feel the patches work and 30% of the people don't feel anything, that there are still physiological changes that occur when you put the patches on 100% of the time.
Yeah, so I think for Elizabeth, she's really, you know, doing the best she can with her quality of lifestyle and over long periods of time. You know, hasn't noticed an improvement in the symptoms. And normally we would notice the symptoms, although, you know, she may or may not feel them working when they're on her. But, yeah, that's a great point to make for everybody else.
Yeah, and also if you want to reach me for a private session, as you alluded to, give me a private message on Facebook to and give your phone number, and I'll call you back. And we'll set
okay.
up something.
Great. All right.
Yeah,
thank
I think
you
that's
so much.
The best strategy. Okay, Elizabeth, thanks for your question. All right. Okay, so let me see my list here. Okay, now we have Dee Wilkins in the chat, so I'm going to go ahead and take a look at that. If I can make that smaller. Oh, boy. Okay. How do I? Okay, somebody else has something in the chat. Let me see if I can go here. Okay, there's my console. There is something I can't seem to. There's something popping up, and it's covering this question. Shoot. So, Dee Wilkins, if you're on here, can you please type that back into the chat and see if I can get that back? it. Yeah, I haven't figured this out yet. Hang on. Let me just... oh, boy. It's still covering. Really? Seriously? How do I get this thing off of here so I can see what's going on? Okay, you may have to private message me. Sorry. Now I can't see the other person's. Well, I actually read it real quick, but can you private message me? Just click on my name. No, I just haven't figured out how to use this feature and forgot completely that this happened one time before and didn't ask Blog Talk Radio how to get it, you know, how to fix it. So it was just covering my panel, so I can't see the panel. You could private message me. That would be really awesome. Oh, gosh. Yeah, I'm not seeing it. Okay, let me private message you. Hey, can you please share your question again? Here, let's try that. Okay, so I just private messaged you, D. Welkin, and if you could just answer that, that would be great. I do have the other person here as well. So we'll just wait a sec here. We do still have the 214 person and the other person in the chat as well. So I don't know if this is quick or not, Dr. Dennis, but while we're waiting for D. Welkin to private message me back, the other question from the Wild Wings person is, the person has a painful spine and has bone spurs. So again, folks, I know bone spurs aren't exactly a diagnosis, but I wanted to make a point that just because you see bone spurs on an x-ray, which is related to all sorts of things that, you know, Western medicine doesn't really deal with, it's the pain we're treating, okay? Now, Dr. Dennis may have other things up his sleeve, but here's the thing, is you could treat a bone spur and you still have pain. So the and there's tons of people with x-rays that as they get older and older, you know, they have tons of bone spurs on their x-rays and they have no pain. So just because the doctor says you have a bone spur and that's what's causing your pain does not mean that's what's really causing your pain. So I wanted to make that mention. Dr. Dennis, if you wanted to say a couple things here about that.
Well, usually those kinds of bone aberrations, like the development of a spur, as the result of chronic irritation and overuse of a specific point or area, and or an acidic physiological milieu in the body. So if you're too acid or irritating that spot, those are the first things you want to examine to stop the cause of. And then if you increase the bioelectricity through the area, and in this case, if it's a spine, a real simple procedure for that would be to patch the spine with ice wave, and you put the white ice wave on GV14, right below cervical vertebra 7, where that little bump sticks out behind your neck, and then go down and put the tan patch on the sacrum on GV2. And there's a little horseshoe-shaped divot that's open at the top that's embedded in the back of the sacrum, and GV2 is right in the center of that horseshoe. So then you've got a nice ice wave signal going all the way down your spine, and you're increasing the bioelectricity through the spine, and that is likely to help absorb whatever kind of spur or aberrant collection of minerals is growing there, as well as mitigating the pain and the blockages.
Yeah, I really like that protocol where you're like basically bracketing the entire spine with the ice wave, and that energy unblocking is you know, sometimes I find that the further the ice wave are away from each other, the better it works for some things like this kind of thing. So it's worth a try. I really like that.
It also increases your range of motion and your flexibility of your spine, as well as getting rid of blockages.
Okay. And what you said earlier about an acidic body can contribute to bone spurs or abnormal calcium deposition. So we can have,
yes.
Some people are like, oh, it's great to have enough calcium for your bones. Well, you know what? Bone spurs aren't really normal. So there's probably some sort of imbalance. And like you said, if you're too acidic, that can cause imbalances in, you know, calcium, magnesium, and, you know, other minerals in the body and cause these abnormal growth in that area. And definitely,
Dr. Karen, that's a good point. A lot of people are overdosing on calcium and just taking calcium supplements because they think it helps their bones, but it really does the opposite. What deposits calcium into the bones is magnesium, not calcium itself.
Mm-hmm. And we know that 70% of Americans are deficient in magnesium.
Yeah. And magnesium has an added bonus of helping the heart muscle and also helping the skeletal muscles relax.
Yes, yes. And the quality of calcium is best done with whole foods, not necessarily, or calcium and other minerals best done with whole foods, although sometimes it is helpful to get an extra magnesium supplement. I find that the majority of people don't necessarily need to take additional calcium supplement because there's in the American diet there's so much, maybe not great form of calcium, but you know people are eating dairy and all these kinds of things. And when I was in medical school, you're going to cringe at this, Dr. Dennis. We told our patients, oh, just take some Tums. You know, and it's like chalk, right? It doesn't dissolve. So think about it. It doesn't dissolve. If you take Tums and you put it in a little bit of water and apple cider vinegar, it just stays like as a precipitate, like it doesn't really dissolve. So what do you think it does in your body, right? It precipitates. You eat it and then it deposits. It doesn't go into the body. Calcium carbonate, which is that chalk, does not go into the body. So I kind of cringe myself at what we used to recommend because like, oh, just take some Tums. So be very careful about taking calcium supplements on their own without the complementary minerals and even amino acids that can help build bone. And it's not what we used to think.
Right. I agree.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. So let's move on. I still don't have a reply from D. Wilkin on the private message. Shoot. And I cannot see the other questions on the chat, so you're going to have to private message me, guys, because I don't know how to get back to our regular scheduled programming. Yeah, it's just the thing is right in the way, and I can't read anybody's chat anymore. Okay, well, let's see if I can.
My astrological card reading friends would tell me Mercury's in retrograde.
Yeah, I think that just ended 2 days ago. Now, if you private message me, I can see it. So Mo Brady asks, can you give me the best brand for effective Faraday cage for a router? Yeah, I don't think it matters what brand, but there is one that I showed actually on one of my micro trainings that is it looks like a really, really thick tinfoil, but it's much, much more, better than tinfoil, but it's shiny and it's silver, and you can get a set of those for your laptop, your iPad, your cell phones, and there's a big one. So there's a big one for the laptop, and you can put that around your router and just zip it up with the exception of, the cords, but it's still better than not having it. So I'm going to get one of those for my mom because, unfortunately, the way the tech did it, they put the router right next to her head. Okay.
Oh, terrific.
Like, and they're like, oh, well, because where your plugs are, this is the only place we can put it. I'm like, really? Really? Okay. It's on her bedstand. I'm like, oh, my God. Had I been there, I'd been blah. No. Anyway, so.
Yeah, really.
Yeah, so,
well,
yeah, so you can look. So I got mine on Amazon,
approach,
to be honest.
There's another approach, too, besides using a Faraday cage. You can just use some quartz crystals or even some argon. Argon is made of resin that has quartz crystals, shungite, and metal shavings in it like copper and aluminum. and it sets up an argon battery and absorbs EMF, and it helps weaken the EMF signal and block it and absorb it.
Yeah, good point. Our Bone Spurs lady said that she's been using X39 and LifeWave. Okay, that doesn't tell me anything. So you're using X39 and IceWave? Is that what you're saying? He says patching the bone spurs makes it more painful. Okay, so that doesn't make sense to me. Now X39 can make something more painful because some positive inflammation happens and the body wants to repel, so it'll actually produce positive inflammation short-lived. No more than 2 weeks normally, very rare, but it can happen. So if that's what you want to do, then maybe use X39 for shorter periods of time or less number of times per day, and then use the ice wave, like Dr. Dennis said, on the spine to decrease the pain. And if that makes it worse, if ice wave alone makes it worse with the white on top, tan on the bottom, switch the colors. So put the tan on the top and the white on the bottom.
Right.
So hopefully that
because makes it. Because pain is caused by blockages to the flow of chi, and you have to find the sweet spot, which is a position that you're bracketing through the pain that clears the blockage. And also, as an aside, people often find that the pain comes back after they got rid of it and bracketed it, maybe 10 minutes or a few hours later. The pain comes back, and that's because the polarity of the blockage shifted, and so you need to re-bracket the patches and remove them around. Like Dr. Karen just said, switch a polarity.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and also, too, some people go, you know, kind of forget to drink afterwards, and then the pain comes back because they haven't been drinking water. And or I do find if someone is mineral deficient, they may get results, and then it wanes over time because they're using up their minerals, right, for the signal or whatever. Yeah. Okay. So I'm hearing extra. Okay, maybe that was you, Dr. Dennis.
yeah, I had to turn it off.
Okay. That's great. Okay, awesome. Let's move on. So area code 214, you're patiently waiting. Hi.
Hi, it's Peggy.
Hi, Peggy.
Hello.
Hey, Peggy.
Hey, good afternoon. Now here, how are y'all doing?
Awesome.
Good.
Great.
Sounds like you're in Texas.
Okay. I'm in Texas. Yes, Dr. Dennis. I'm actually from Brooklyn. I'm born and raised in Brooklyn. No, I'm joking.
Well, you're sure.
I've got a 78-year-old person that's been on the basically the 39 and 49 now for about a month or so, 6 weeks maybe. And the Eon brain balancing. And she doesn't seem to feel much, but her biggest issue was just really short fuse irritability, kind of like, gosh, you know, reminded me of like whenever I first started going through needing hormone balancing, and very tired. But she has gone to a naturopath that said, her positive energy had gone to the top of her head. She discovered this by muscle testing. Have you ever heard of that? Do you have any suggestions if that is the reality, a suggestion on patch placement?
Sure. Like I said earlier, have her bite her large intestine 4 to move the chi out of her head.
Okay. So large intestine 4 to move that chi out. Okay. Perfect. Okay.
The drain in her head. And then if she wants to reinforce that to make it work even better, if there's too much heat in her head or too much yang energy, you can also patch stomach 44, which is on the foot.
At the same time?
Yeah, sure.
And you want to put any of the YH, or what would you put there?
Negative patch on the foot.
What patch would you suggest on the large intestine 4 on her head, and what patch on her foot, just to clarify?
Well, simplest thing is use ice wave, white one on right large intestine 4 and tan one on left stomach 44.
Okay, so stomach 44, use the white eye. Oops, sorry.
No, the tan one.
Stomach 44,
yeah, you're just using
the
one
tan.
Side, Peggy, just the white on the upper body and tan on the lower body.
Yeah, that's
okay.
Fine, too.
Okay, so she put the white on her large intestine 4 on the top of her head and the tan on stomach 44?
No, right hand. Large intestine 4 is on the right hand.
Correct.
It's the same point we used for
That's
what we're talking about, head.
Okay, I got you.
Yeah, it's a headache
right
point.
Hand. Oh, okay. The large intestine
tan
on
the left
on
foot.
The right hand. And the tan on her left foot, stomach 44.
Correct.
Correct.
Okay. All righty. Well, I will try that, keeping it simple for her for sure, and see what that does. It can't hurt anything, and that was expedited. She's got her on some herbs, and she really can't tell. It's been on there a couple of weeks, but, you know, that would take a while anyway.
Okay.
Okay.
She didn't get any worse symptoms with the Eon brain balancing, did she, with the irritability?
No, she didn't.
Okay.
She didn't seem to. She, well, of course, here it's been iced in. In the last few days, she was talking about she's really sleeping a lot. Of course, she goes like a house of fire all the time. And
okay, well,
just,
that actually is a good sign if that's a shift.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because
okay.
She might be way too young, and then now it's getting her into her yin mode. So, you know, in her case, it's probably not a bad thing, although people that are very active and like a bat out of hell all the time feel that there's something wrong when they start sleeping a lot and when they feel almost forced to rest. So it's probably trying to balance her out.
Gotcha.
Yeah, I always say a shift happens between yang and yin.
Gotcha. Okay, perfect, because if all that energy was up in her head for sure, that is really a good sign that it's balancing her out and sleeping, whether it's that.
Yeah.
You know, even those herbs. Perfect. I'll remind her of that. Okay. Well, thank you so much. I certainly appreciate it. I didn't get on until 1 minute after 11, so I was at the end of the totem pole today.
You did great. You did great. Well, I'm glad you stayed on. Great question.
Thank you. Thank you both. Uh-huh. Take care.
Well, take care.
Pleasure. Okay, so I'll mute you here. Okay, and let me just check if there's any other. No, I think that is it as far as questions, Dr. Dennis, for today.
Right.
Yeah, anything else you want to mention before we go?
Just want to remind you all, you're welcome to visit our HealthWise clinic that Dr. Karen mentioned at the top of the session today. And the Zoom room link for that is in her website. And there's another set of modules or series that are recorded that would help you understand health better. And those are located in the Yavapai County Preparedness Team website, ycpt.org. So ycpt.org, and if you look for the stress intervention team in that website, you'll see that I'm starting a series of modules and recordings there that are called Staying Healthy in an Age of Medical Tyranny. And the first one that's already posted there is a replay link about health philosophy, so you can learn more basics about health and how it works. And a lot of people think they know about health, and they really don't. There's lots of information in there that's new that people don't get and never learn in school.
Are those
and it's
free?
And, yes, they're free.
Okay, and can you
no
say
charge.
The website again?
ycpt.org. Then you go to a pull-down panel called CPT, which means County Preparedness Team, but it's CPT on the index tab. So you pull that down, and you look for Stress Intervention Team in that pull-down under CPT. And in the Stress Intervention Team sub website, you'll see the recordings that we've posted there. The Stress Intervention Team for Yavapai County is posted there. And you'll see the series that I'm putting in there starting. And there's also additional information about abuse and fear and how to deal with that. So that will help a lot of people that are dealing with all the disharmonious energy going on in the world right now.
Fantastic. Great. Okay, so we're going to add that little blurb there to the website, to our patch training team, so people can find that link. Cool. Thank
awesome.
You, Dr. Dennis. Excellent.
You're welcome. My pleasure. Glad to be here with you, all Dr. Karen, and everybody else. I'm glad I could be of service.
Yeah. Thanks so much, Dr. Dennis. Thanks, everyone, for tuning in. Until next month, bye for now. Lots of love.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.